And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. It is time now for our community connection. And with me today is candidate for sheriff, Jeff Fessler. How you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you for letting me come on.
Well, it's great to have you on board today. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've grown up here in Bartlesville. My parents moved here when I was about three, and my dad was a family physician here in town. Mm-hmm. We lived within the city limits till I was about third grade or so, and then we moved out in the country. Mm-hmm. Went to school in Bartlesville all through high school and graduated. Mm-hmm. And shortly after that, my wife and I got married, and we've made our home here and lived here ever since.
Good place to be, Washington County, wouldn't you say?
Yes, sir. I agree. It's a good, close enough that you can get some big activities. You know, you're 45 minutes down the road from Tulsa, but also you got the small hometown feel.
Indeed, you can take a look at the TV and say, "Hey, Bartlesville's pretty sweet." Anymore these days, and you can do that just about any day. Now, you've got a lot of experience in law enforcement and the law enforcement related fields. But you're also a businessman here in town. You got a fence company that's getting ready to go into overdrive.
Yes, sir. Summer's coming up on us. We're already getting backed up on jobs, which is good, especially with the COVID thing going on.
Oh, boy, yeah.
It kind of slowed us down for a little bit, but the phone's been picking up, and we're starting to hit high gear.
We're talking with Jeff Fessler. He's running for sheriff. Tell us a little bit about your law enforcement experience. I remember hearing this during our roundtable that we had down at City Hall. We had it on the video there. And you've got a lot of experience.
Well, yeah, I started my public service career back in the early 90s when I worked with Bartlesville Ambulance Service under Dan Dalton. Okay. And then I kind of transitioned into law enforcement. I had an uncle that was with Oklahoma City Police Department for years. And kind of followed the family tradition in that aspect. I wanted to get into law enforcement. Mm-hmm. I'm an admitted adrenaline junkie. I like high speed, low drag.
Gotcha.
And so that kind of feeds that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I started back in dispatch and for Pawhuska Police Department, and then got on as a reserve with Dewey Police Department. A short time after that, I transitioned over into the Sheriff's Office Reserve Program and was working with them. And then after about a year or so, got hired on as a jailer and a detention or a dispatcher and a jailer for the Sheriff's Office.
So, yeah, so you know your way around the building.
Yes, sir. Yes,
both
sir.
Buildings.
I know that that basement of that courthouse pretty well.
Yeah. You know, there's a thing that's called community policing, and it's something that you're hearing a lot more these days. This is something I was made aware of back in the 90s. Tell us about community policing and how you, Jeff Fessler, would best facilitate that.
Well, it's getting out there and getting to know the people that you're serving. And on a personal note, stopping in the gas station, just stopping by. You see someone sitting on the porch, just stop by and visit with them. Build that personal relationship with the citizens of the county in whatever aspect you're at. And building that personal rapport, you build a relationship with them and people feel more comfortable speaking to you and stuff like that. You can also get that through community action stuff, you know, children's programs, sports programs, that type of stuff. And just being there and being seen and letting them know that you're a human being just like they are, and we're all collectively trying to solve a problem.
Well, very good. I like that approach. Kind of takes me back to, you know, being a kid back in my old little town, and everybody knew the police officers knew them, and if they didn't know you, young man, they certainly knew your parents.
Yes, yes, it takes a village.
And it wasn't like they held it over you or anything. They just said, hey, if you run into a little bit of trouble, you know where we are. And they would always kind of remind you that. So I guess what's old is new again.
Yes.
And that's kind of a neat thing. Now, as a candidate for sheriff, what would you like to bring to the office?
Well, I'd like to bring, you know, just restore the public trust within the department. Get back out to the old school roots that we had whenever I was working. where, you know, deputies had that interaction with people. They had a passion to serve, and they were responsive to the needs of those that we serve. Mm-hmm. You know, you stop and help people change tires, and there's deputies out there that are doing that. Mm-hmm. But from personal experience, I've been broke down myself and had patrol cars drive right past me. Granted, they might have been on calls.
Yeah,
but over, you know, a 5-year period, when it happens numerous times, the chances of them all being on calls is kind of slim. So yeah. I'd like to get back to that that family type feel, mm-hmm. that we have within the department, and be responsive to the needs. A lot of times when someone calls 911, they're experiencing a crisis. And as law enforcement officers, we deal with crisis every day. And so what's a crisis to you might not be a crisis to me. And it gets to be that mundane routine call type syndrome the officer gets in their mind. But what we fail to recall or remember is that person is experiencing a crisis.
Yeah.
It might be a small crisis to me, but it's a crisis to them. And you need to treat it with such respect and all due regard for the crisis that they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like to restore that mindset to the department and to the deputies.
Indeed, you know, we as average citizens, we only might have an emergency once in our lives.
Correct.
And it's every bit as important as the next breath you take.
So, yes.
Well, that is very important.
You know, when you deal with that, you need to step out with professionalism. You know, when you see guys step out of the car and they grab their gun belt, suck it up over and just kind of saunter up there to them, that does not instill confidence with the citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you need to act professionally and treat it with the respect that the situation calls for.
All righty. Is this something that you'd had your mindset on for a little bit now?
Well, I've always had a passion for law enforcement. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed my tenure. While I was at the sheriff's office, I worked in just about every aspect within the department, from serving civil process paperwork to, you know, working down the jail, interacting with the inmates.
Mm-hmm.
Now I was on patrol, and I've done training. You know, I was a FTO officer. I worked in the schools as an SRO and as a DARE instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I've done a lot of stuff, and I really thoroughly enjoyed it. But, you know, I had 4 kids, and I was working 2 and 3 jobs trying to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to pursue other, you know, other stuff just to help, you know, make my family happy.
Because understood.
You only get one chance to instill good morals, ethics, and values, and I can't do that if I'm not there.
That's true.
And so, and it wasn't fair to put it all off on my wife because we signed up together to be parents. And so I left the sheriff's office and went to the fire department for a short time. And so I'd like to get back to it.
What lessons did you learn after transferring over to another first responder type of profession, being a firefighter?
Well, I got some skill sets that the fire service has that the law enforcement doesn't. And you learn the interaction between the departments and how one can complement the other and how one can help the other out through observations and through information flow and that type of stuff.
We're talking with Jeff Esler. He's running for sheriff here in Washington County. And if people want to know more about you, do you have a Facebook page or something that's
I've
going on?
I've got a Facebook page. It's Jeff Fessler for Sheriff 2020. And
okay.
You can just go up there to the search bar and hit it. Down at the very, the third or fourth post at the very bottom is kind of an announcement letter. It gives my history in law enforcement, my experience and qualifications, that type of stuff. And then, you know, 2 or 3 up from that is a little blurb about what my goals and vision is for the department.
Mm-hmm.
And that type of stuff, and all sorts of information in there.
One of the things that a lot of people don't maybe think of is that the Washington County Detention Center falls under the purview of the sheriff's office.
It does.
Is there something that you would like to see improved in that facet of the job?
Well, I know the jail, and a lot of people don't realize, you know, the liability that is carried with that. It's a huge liability because they're housing anywhere from, 120 up to 250 people within that facility. and you're responsible for the well-being of those people. And so there, you've got to be cognizant of the vicarious liability that you carry with that. And with, you know, I don't know if everyone knows, but Washington County is a self-insured county. And so one major lawsuit could bankrupt the county. So there's a huge liability there that a lot of people might not realize or recognize. And so, you know, you got to be liability conscious within that facility. Mm-hmm. One way that we could help reduce that liability is through reduced use of force incidences. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, if you treat people with respect and you talk to them like human beings instead of like inmates, mm-hmm. Then that's going to ease their tension, and you're going to reduce the liability of hands-on, you know,
conflict,
interaction through just de-escalation skills. Mm-hmm. And so proper training for the detention personnel, and going back to the old rule of treat other people the way you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. Through my tenure with the sheriff's office, I talked a lot more people into handcuffs than I ever had to fight. Because you use it, you command verbal presence, and you talk, you know, civilly to people until given reason not to. There's always going to be situations where no matter how calm you try to de-escalate, they're wanting a fight, and you have to go hands-on. But that is an absolute last resort.
Understood. And knowing the difference of the different levels of escalation is going to be key. And is that some kind of training that you're going to insist upon with your
well, yes, of course. You know, a lot of it is training that they learn through school.
Sure, yeah.
But also just through mentorship. If you have some seasoned guys that are in there that, you know, as you hire new employees, you pair them up with those, kind of like an FTO you would do out in the patrol field. You can do the same thing down in jail. Pair them up with someone who's seasoned that can help show them the ropes and show them how to treat people.
Very good. And once again, as we're getting ready to close out, folks can go to your Facebook page to learn a little bit more about you. And also, if they want to help out, I imagine you have some information there as well.
Yes, sir, I do. And like I've said many times, if they have any questions, I implore them, just call me. My numbers are on my Facebook page in one of those posts. I have an email, jefffessler2020@gmail.com. They can email me their questions. I would love to interact with people and answer their questions and help them to be more informed.
We've been speaking with Jeff Fessler, a candidate for sheriff here in Washington County. Thank you for being on board with us today.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. We got a little bit more coming up right here on K1.